Peru's former intelligence chief, Vladimiro Montesinos, has been convicted of abuse of power. It's the first of more than 70 criminal charges against him, ranging from arms smuggling to homicide. The conviction comes 19 months after a bribery scandal involving Montesinos triggered the collapse of President Alberto Fujimori's government. Reporter Ann Moncrief is in Lima. Of all the charges against Montesinos, why was this the first to be prosecuted?
Well, you've got to remember that the Peruvians have been trying to get Montesinos and Fujimori now for a couple of years since they fled the country after a major corruption scandal. Fujimori managed to flee to Japan, where he still is staying, and the Japanese are very unwilling to extradite him, though the Peruvian government has been asking. But they did get Montesinos about 8 months after he left, about a year ago, in Venezuela, and they've had him in jail since then. So I think what they've done is they wanted a victory up front with him to prove to the country that they actually will be able to get some convictions on these two. And they took a fairly easy charge of abuse of power while he was running the National Intelligence Agency, which was quite easy to prove. There was a lot of testimony about he sort of came in and ran the place, and he was not ever, in fact, the head of the intelligence agency. There was somebody else, so he was sort of made himself de facto head. And they managed to get a quick conviction, 9 years, and make a statement, I think, to the population that they are going to be able to do something with Montesinos.
So that's one charge down and more than 70 to go. They should get a couple of more, and he would be in prison for a very long time.
Well, actually, that's not the way it works in Peru. In Peru, he is facing a lot of charges. The most serious are corruption, drug, arms trafficking, and they do add up. But here, sentences aren't added together. They're served concurrently. The longest sentence he could get is for drug trafficking, and that carries a life sentence. But the government's fairly reticent to push too hard on that charge because they're also interested in recuperating what they believe is millions or maybe billions of dollars that they think Montesinos and Fujimori have stashed in bank accounts around the world. And if that money is actually tied to an international drug trafficking charge, it won't come directly back to Peru, but instead will go into sort of an international pot where it gets divided among a number of countries, and I don't think they're interested in that. So they are going to go after the other charges, death squads, arms trafficking. Each one of those carry 25-year sentences. If they get him on one of those, they've got him for 25 years. It won't add up with another 9. It will only be 25. At the same time, though, Peruvian courts are notoriously lenient as part of the law in terms of giving off time for good behavior. Right now, for example, that 9-year charge maybe would keep him in jail for 2 years at best. So even 25 years, if he ends up being in jail for 6 to 10 years, I think most analysts here think that's going to be really a very successful conviction.
What's the reaction to his conviction?
Well, I think people today were pretty happy about it. I mean, it got full coverage in the press, and I think people were pleased that something has happened in this case. That said, there are a lot of other problems going on politically in Peru right now, and I don't think that Montesinos or Fujimori are a national focus. There have been strikes, and there's all kinds of problems going on internally. So it's good news, but it's not great news for anybody, I don't think.
Reporter Ann Moncrief in Lima.